Welcome back to the Red Peter Show on Howard 100 and Howard 101. Another Red Peter's listener submission.
Our last submission today comes from Middletown, Indiana. And on the phone, I have Larry Pierce. Hello.
Hello.
Larry.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, pretty good.
Good. You know, I've been checking out all your tunes, and man, you are some songwriter.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you like it.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's a ball to do.
Hey, you married?
Yeah. I'm not the typical stereotype that most people would think I am. I mean, I'm married with children and live in a small Midwest town. And,
so how does a good family man like yourself start writing these kind of songs?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess I'm just a normal guy. I just have a very vivid imagination about sex, I guess.
So what does your wife think about it?
Oh, she just thinks it's funny. She knows it's all just in good humor, you know. And she just thinks it's funny.
And she doesn't mind the filthy lyrics and all the foolishness?
Oh, no. She just laughs about it. She just thinks it's funny.
She's supportive.
Oh, very. Yeah, she goes with me everywhere I go when I do these songs. She goes with me.
And how do people react when you play these songs live?
Oh, I tell you what, it's a joy to watch the people, especially the people that have never heard it before. I just love to watch them. Their eyes pop out and their jaws drop and they just shake their head in disbelief, and I love it.
I see on one of your videos you get people to sing along with you.
Oh, yeah, because I was really surprised the first time I went and done a live show, I was surprised how many people had heard this stuff, because, you know, these CDs were only available like at truck stops and stuff, and I was surprised when I got out of the Bible Belt here and got out some places. People knew these songs, were singing along with them, you know, and I thought it was great.
And what kind of subjects do you sing about?
Well, just anything that has to do with sex.
I mean, how many different ways can you sing about sex?
Well, you know, I think it's endless. You know, like I heard some music artist, I can't remember who it was, talking about writing songs. He said most songs are about love, and he said you just find another way to say it in a different way. And I think it's the same about sex. You just find a different way to say it.
So you never run out of ideas?
No, it just keeps it coming. It just comes to me.
I understand there's some documentary being made about you.
Yeah, there's a couple of independent filmmakers from New York City that they contacted me, and they wanted to do a full-length documentary on my life.
Wow.
And, they've been working on it for couple years or so now.
Uh-huh.
It's finally going to be released sometime after the first of the year.
Yeah.
It's finally going to be done. There'll be a DVD with it.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, it's going to be called Dirty Country, The Story of Larry Pierce.
Now, which song are we going to hear today?
How about Good Hard Fuckin'?
Now, what's this tune about?
You know, there's nothing particularly. I was just sitting around thinking about shit, and I thought, you know, there ain't nothing like a good hard fucking, and so you just come to me, just a song, you know.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to Good Hard Fuckin' by Larry Pierce.
There ain't nothing like a good hard fuckin'.
You must really shake up the audience when sing songs like this, huh?
Yeah. I just sing it exactly the way you hear it on the CD.
Wow.
But most of the places where I play this stuff, they know ahead of time. They've heard the CDs. They know what it is.
Hey, Larry, are you still working a regular job?
No. You know, that's funny, too. A couple years ago, I got forced out of my job. I'm a factory worker.
Okay.
You know? And the factory closed down. I got forced into an early retirement. So I have nothing to do now but sit around and sing dirty songs. So it's great.
And when you were working, did the folks at work know you sang songs like this?
Nah, a few people did, but I didn't advertise it much, you know. There's a few people close to me that knew about it, but it's kind of like, you know, here at home, where in the town I live in, most people don't know about it.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, they just know me as Larry Pierce, a guy that plays music in a local band, and hey, you know, it's just something I did on the side, and I don't ever perform it around here or anything.
So nobody knows, huh?
Oh, yeah, they think I was some kind of a pervert or something, if it was a big deal here, you know, so I kind of keep it under the table.
Hey, where can the listeners learn more about Larry Pierce?
Well, I've got a new website, LarryPierce.com.
Uh-huh.
I just did get it going. I don't have it set up real good yet, but I'm kind of waiting until after the first year when the movie comes out, and I got a new CD coming out.
Uh-oh. What can we expect on the new CD?
Oh, I tell you, I think this is some of the best work I've ever done.
Really?
Because it's with my band now. All the other CDs have been with just studio musicians, and this is with my band, Itis.
Uh-huh.
And this has got to be the best stuff. Songs like She's a Worthless Cunt, and the actual title of the CD is Larry Pierce Pussy Whipped, and that's another song title, Pussy Whip.
Cool.
I Think About You Every Time I Shit. Those are just some of the titles to give you an idea.
Uh-huh. And do you have a MySpace page?
Yeah, and there's a link to it on my website. Yeah, and on my MySpace page, there's a little standalone player there. You can download some of my songs.
Larry, Your songs are unbelievable. Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, okay. Thanks, Red. Thanks for being a fan.
And keep in touch, huh?
Yeah. Maybe we need to collaborate.
Hey, why not, man? That'd be great. That would be unbelievable. Hey, listen, man. Take it easy, huh?
Hey, okay, Red. Thanks a lot.
A Red Peters exclusive.